Skinny and Hooli Show.
Listoon, 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 Varna. Oh, listoon, Varna. Listoon, 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 Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooli Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheen. Skin, what do you say?
Hooli, how are you? It's a beautiful night.
Oh, Skinny, it's so Christmassy here.
Can you believe that December is here already?
Yeah, I know. It's December 1st today, Saturday, December 1st. They got the tree up here at Lizzie's. It's just beautiful here.
What happened to...
the summer?
This year.
It's over. Can I tell you? Might as well embrace the Christmas season.
Absolutely.
Hey, you're listening to Skinny and Hooli Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal. Our old pal, Bob Flood, who said hello today. Wanted to make sure I said hello to Patty Holman, our guest.
Yeah, Bob's terrific, man.
He's the best. And we're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV, where Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. If you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday.
Monday,
thank you.
It's tough when there's 7 days in a week and you got to remember which one it is.
I know, it's just a continual grind. But yes. I'm so glad to be here tonight because, I guess we're kicking off the Christmas season tonight.
Yes, we are.
We might as well just go embrace it, go all in.
Because Thanksgiving was terrific, though, wasn't it?
It was. It was a great Thanksgiving, and we had. Yeah. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was terrific. Terrific. Yeah. We went up to Michigan or Indiana.
Yeah.
To Long Beach. We had a great time, and went to my brother Mike's.
All the kids were there.
A lot of kids running around. A lot of Sheehans and stuff. Yeah. You know, it's the same stuff, but
it's good.
Never get tired.
No.
Never get tired of it.
No, we had the grandkids over, and it was a lot of fun.
How about the grandkids? Don't they make a difference?
They're a riot. Yeah,
they are so funny.
I was talking to my grandson Mikey today. He cut his hand or whatever, and I said, "Oh, gee, how's it going?" He goes, "When I was a baby, I cut myself a lot." I said, "But now you're no longer a baby." He goes, "I'm a kid now. He's 4. I'm a kid."
That's a great line.
I said, "You are a kid, my friend, full-fledged kid."
That is great.
So he's a constant form of amusement, and then of course his sister and the two of them watching them attack each other is always fun.
Yeah, they're fun, though, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
They're great. They're just great to be around.
Skinny, now we have a very old friend on the show, and it's serendipity that he is here for Christmas because he has a brand new CD and a show coming up next week, actually. Our old pal, Patty Holman from Cork. Hello, Patty.
Patty, welcome back.
Welcome back
on
to the show.
On the 1st of December, Skinny and Hooli said to me, come down to Lizzie McNeil.
There you go. Very good.
How's it going?
Good.
Ah, it's great.
Ah, delighted to be here, I'll tell you. And,
it's delightful to have you here, my friend.
Yeah. You know, we are. We are. I'm part of a group called the Noble Call.
Right. And, which is an old Irish tradition.
Particularly if you have a lock-in at home. In Cork, and I always think about my brother-in-law's father, Dan O'Leary. Dano. And Dano always led the City of Cork Male Voice Choir. I think the best session I was ever at was when, back in about 2002, I sang for the New York firefighters in a concert out there. Flew out there. In New York City.
Oh.
And we met the Male Voice Choir here. I'd come into Chicago, and I went down to New York and up around Maine and Vermont, and the session on the bus afterwards with the City of Cork Male Voice Choir and Dano sitting up, right, lads, settle down here now. I think the bus was swaying from side to side, you know. But the Noble Call, the tradition of, you know, gathering everyone around the fireside and, you know,
everybody gets a
there,
turn.
Exactly. And you know, having an old party piece and stuff like that. And, you know, there's something symbolic just about the whole, you look at, you know, we have a lovely Irish community here in Chicago, and I was telling you earlier, Skinny, of, you know, the show down at Gaelic Park, being there last Wednesday and seeing all the volunteers hammering away, putting up the props, and the same at the Heritage Centre. You know, that sense of community, really, for me, it evokes that sense of Noble Call, you know?
Yeah.
And we came out with this song. Dave Curley is on it, the great Dave Curley, Mick Broderick. Larry Nugent.
Mick Broderick on the bazooka.
On the bazooki.
Larry Nugent's terrific.
Larry Nugent. The Nuge.
On the Nuge. And, of course, Brendan Bulger.
That's
our group. Great bunch of lads. And this year we're joined by the fabulous Brian Cunningham.
Oh, the Shannos dancer.
So he's coming in for our show at Gaelic Park. We're also in the Mendelssohn Arts Theatre in Rockford on the Saturday. So December 7th is Gaelic Park, Rockford on the 8th, and then we're at the Heritage Centre on the 9th at 5 o'clock.
Wow, that's a busy schedule. Very busy.
I'll be heading out to Gaelic Park next Friday.
Gaelic Park is terrific. Yeah.
Now, you know what? I was listening to a lot of the new CD today, and I got to tell you, it's just terrific. And of course, it's great. Patty Holman's on it, but Larry Nugent, just unbelievable. Oh, yeah. It's so beautiful here, and him playing the flute. And he's the Jimi Hendrix of the flute.
He really is. Yeah. You know,
with the tin whistle or whatever,
You know, all the guys there.
Dave Curley's voice
all
is
such
just
professionals
terrific.
And talented, and just and the fun that was had having it. You know,
where'd you record that?
You know, we recorded in two places. We recorded it at Victor Sanders up on the north side, Lakeside Media. And then it was produced really down in Ohio. Tom Boyer with Mick Broderick and Dave. It was produced down there in Columbus, Ohio.
You know, the beauty of it is you could put it on the CD and just...
From now to Christmas.
It puts you right into the Christmas mood.
Yeah, it really does.
And just let it play and play and play. And it's just terrific stuff. Yeah.
And it's funny, you know, when I was getting the lads together, I've been sort of thinking about this idea for, you know, a few years. And then I approached Mick. They were doing a festival down in Peoria about 2 years ago. And I pitched it to Mick. I said, you know, I have this idea. And... you know, him and Dave collaborate all the time, and just to see them in action, they're unbelievable. And, you know, I was telling about the whole idea, like I was just saying about the Noble Call, and then they went away and they came up with this beautiful song around this idea. Yeah. And, you know, it does give that hopeful feeling about Christmas. And I have a niece that lives down by Carrigaline, you know, Cork. And
you know, can we play that tune?
Yeah.
It's called Christmas Time in Ireland. It's just gorgeous. And it'll really put you in the mood. And since it's December, you know, let's go for it.
We're coming into the Christmas season.
Yeah, so let's take a listen to Patty Holman and the Noble Call, Christmas Time in Ireland.
Come gather round the fireside, you're welcome one and all. Lay all your troubles down upon the flagstone. For young and old with stories told, we'll join the noble call. Sing and dance until the morning. It's Christmas time in Carrigaline. From Donegal to lovely Leitrim, there's snow across the plains, the candles in the window. It's Christmas time in Ireland. Again. The cattle in the haggard, all the fields are crisp and frosty. Morning mist is all along the hillside. The younger hearts are sleeping, in the morning they'll arise, and the snow outside will be a gleaming. It's Christmas time in Carrigaline. From Donegal to lovely Leitrim, hot whiskey for the soul, a brandy for the road. Now it's Christmas time in Ireland again. It's Christmas time in Carrigaline. From Donegal to lovely Leitrim, there's snow across the plains, the candles in the window. It's Christmas time in Ireland again. The smell of goose, the peat and pine, they'll always fill the air. With holly green and straw upon the manger, you can always trust the mother's touch to make the house a home and welcome in the kindly stranger. For 'tis Christmas time in Carrigaline. From Donegal to lovely Leitrim, in the dark of winter's light, a star is shining bright. It's Christmas time in Ireland again. The party in the pub is spilling out into the churchyard. Come on, do you have no home to go to? The sermon's almost done, now do you think we'll make less call? And up to the punching for the sing song. It's Christmas time in Carrigaline, from Donegal to lovely Leitrim. Don't mind the bitter cold, the embers are aglow. It's Christmas time in Ireland again. It's Christmas time in Carrigaline, from Donegal to lovely Leitrim. There's snow across the plains, the candles in the window. It's Christmas time in Ireland again. It's Christmas time in Ireland again.
Very nice. It takes you back, doesn't it? To being a kid.
You know, there's so many parts of that we can all identify with in our own lives. Oh. You know, just, you know, I always think of my old mother, Lizzie, and, you know, she welcoming the old stranger at home and making sure to have, you know, something to eat. And,
God,
you know,
bless
the,
her. Yeah.
And also as well, even when you're on mass and you're 12 o'clock mass or midnight mass and you're looking to duck over to the, you know,
right.
You know, coming out of the pub or going to the pub the following day to have the bit of crack, you know. So.
Remember that story?
There was that story about that kid in St. Barnabas.
Which story is that?
It was like some guy from the neighborhood. It was like Joe Masolero or something.
Oh,
and he was like 17 years old or whatever. And he came to midnight mass. When he came in there, they had been out drinking, him and all the boys. And
sure.
The mass was packed. So he decides he's going to squeeze into a pew at the back of the church. He genuflects, and out of his pocket comes a half quart of Schlitz.
And it breaks?
No.
Oh,
a can, and it rolled all the way down. And this guy told me, Skinny, you could have taken that can 100 times. It never would have rolled all the way down to the front of their church.
Yeah.
Wow. All the way down, everybody's turning. And Joe just slides into
that. Oh, Joe Masolero, one of the greatest.
I don't know if it was Joe. I just used his name, but it was
someone like him.
Yeah.
But well, I thought mass, lots of shenanigans going on.
Let me ask you this now. When I was growing up, my father always used to talk about St. Stephen's Day.
Yeah.
The day after.
And yeah. He said it was a. He would do that, the wren, the king
Boxing
of all birds,
day, yeah,
and go on and on and on.
The wren, the king of all birds, and St. Stephen's Day was caught in the first.
Right. Yeah.
Although he was little, his honor was great. Jump up, me lads, and give us a treat.
He used to recite that to us every year when we were little kids. But he said St. Stephen's Day was a big day, the day after Christmas.
Massive day altogether.
Right.
Massive day
there's
altogether.
There's a lot of parties on
but
St. Stephen's
you know,
Stephen's
the whole
day.
Legend of the wren, I mean, there's a procession, you know, there's...
Yeah.
There's a... It's now a sort of a festival, particularly in Dingle, where they dress up. And the wren, of course, is known as the devil's bird. So years ago, there was a group of soldiers, and they were surrounded, and the bird came down and pecked... And its head, you know, and that's where the legend of the wren comes from, you know. And it's a beautiful song. In fact, we do it in the show as well. But very famous in Dingle, where you might get, you know, 1,000 people that will dress up in all sorts of stuff and go around. And of course, the whole thing is that you go around, you go into the pubs and you sing that song. My sister Margaret and my other brother Jimmy years ago, how old was I? I think it was about 8 or 9 or 10 or something like that. And they would dress up, they'd blacken their faces, put on all the hats and all that, and they'd go around, and they'd go into the bars, they'd sing, the wren, the king of all birds, since the even day was caught in the first, although he was little as Anna was great, jump up, me lads, and give us a trade, and they'd hand out their hands.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You'd have to give a bit of money then, like, you know?
Yeah.
And fair play, you know, talking about, I was too embarrassed to do it, actually. I would stay outside the pub, I wouldn't go in. And... Fair play to Jimmy. I think they collected about £10, anyway. And fair play to Jimmy. He split it with me, like,
God,
you know.
Bless him.
Oh, that
great
was nice.
Thing all together, like, you know. Yeah, yeah.
None of my brothers.
I have
done
a little box under the arm, a top is a penny, will do me no harm. For we are the boys who came your way, who brought in the Renaissance Stephen's Day.
The Ren boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, a friend of mine, Father Tony Branken, has a party every St. Stephen's
Does
Day
he
at,
really?
At the rectory at St. Odilo's. And you know who goes there? Kel Cole is there playing music, and a lot of Irish musicians.
But you know what? That's
there.
Actually fabulous, because I noticed that last year. It's really taken on an annual tradition. I think it's fair play. Like, people turn up and they play music and stuff like that, you know. Of course, coming from the north side in Cork City, you know, we were...
We're
out
side.
Looking for a few quid, I suppose, you know?
Right.
Now, the show, Gaelic Park, Friday night, December 7th.
Yeah.
What time does the show start? 8?
It's, we have, the great Liam Durkin is going to turn up and play.
That's
fabulous
right.
guy.
Oh,
we're grateful that he has come along there.
Times, yeah.
And then we're going on about 8 o'clock.
Okay.
There will be myself and Dave and Mick and Larry.
The Nuge.
And Brendan.
Yep.
And then, of course, we'll have Brian as well. So it'll be over by 10 o'clock. Lots of great songs in there. In fact, all the songs on the CD that we have, which will be available that weekend.
Oh, good.
It's being printed at the moment.
Yeah, they're making it right now.
And it'll all be part of the show as well. And we'll have a few extra, you know, stories there, maybe from Frank O'Connor, and talking about the great traditions in Ireland of the plum pudding and... the turkey, the hanging of the turkey. And
you know, last summer I was at Irish Fest at Gaelic Park, and, and you and Larry and Brandon and Dave Curley all performed together. So you guys are, like, pretty tight. I mean, you performed with them a lot.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, they're just very accomplished guys. And
yeah,
you know, we all do our own
thing.
And
everybody has their moment.
We come together. Exactly. And that's really kind of the noble call, to bring out their own...
Yeah.
thing like that. And you know, that's the beauty of the CD, because when we were doing the Wexford Carol, we were in the studio, and like, just to see Larry, you know, and he came out with this something, he was like, oh, I don't know if I should do that. I'm like, wait a minute, it's unbelievable. You do whatever you think will work, you know.
Right.
I think that's the beauty
of... Let the Nuge be the Nuge.
They know what to do. And
What about, and when you put a CD together like that with these guys, how long does it take to do the CD?
You know what?
Is it one session or two or three or ten? Or
we had it completed in a month. And that, to be honest with you, we were pulling it. We probably, you know, I mean, it came together pretty quick. But then we had a lot of great guys working on it. And
you had pros. Everybody was a pro.
Right.
We probably will do a different one, more of an Irish traditional one next year, maybe early in the spring. But I just think, because we were working on this Christmas show, that it would be a nice thing to have at this time. You know, we've had some other bookings and interest because of this stuff that we're doing around the country. So next year we probably will be most definitely be taking it outside of Chicago. So we're
the beauty of the CD, though, is put you right into the Christmas spirit.
It is, really, of course,
does.
You know. And I got to tell you, I was driving down the road today, and you know, you know, I'll get lonesome at times, but you hear Larry playing Cuz Tien's, that tune, or and the lads playing Moran's Return on the CD, and it's just so hauntingly beautiful. You just, you
That's
know,
great.
We talk about Thanksgiving. We give thanks for special moments like that, you know.
Well, it's the time of the year that you give thanks. I
mean,
kind of,
you know,
everybody slows down a little bit.
And
I love Thanksgiving, but I love Christmas. But I love the time between those two holidays, and it's terrific that you do something like this. Yeah. Now, you're at the Heritage Center December 9th.
December 9th, 5
Sunday.
O'clock.
Yeah.
All
right, so we're going to listen to another tune as we head into a commercial break, but you're going to stick around for the whole show. This is the Carrie Christmas Carol. Carrie, of course, the kingdom. The kingdom.
It's for David Cahill.
We'll do this one for Dave Cahill. Yeah.
You know, and this is actually was written by a guy called Sigurdsson Clifford. And, you know, there's the tradition in Ireland, of course, of leaving on Christmas and Christmas Eve a candle in the window. Because there was, you know, the story went that, you know, Joseph and Mary and the child Jesus wandered the roads of the world in search of a place of refuge from Herod.
And
of course, we like to add on the tagline, you know, that they would choose the roads of Ireland, of course, was just a given, you know?
Right.
But this tells the story just perfectly.
Okay. The Carrie Christmas Carol from Paddy Holman's new CD, Christmas Time in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
brush the floor and clean the hearth and set the fire to keep. For they might visit us tonight when all the world's asleep. Don't blow the tall white candle out, but leave it burning bright, so that they know they're welcome here this holy Christmas night. Leave out the bread and meat for them, and sweet milk for the child. And they will bless the fire that baked, and to the hands that toiled. For Joseph will be travel tired, and Mary pale and wan. And they can sleep a little while before they journey on. To Lord is clan on Tialach, is command on a Grishig Dio. Eragla good yogig shiad a nocht, is undown a collab of swan. Now moch an quina Lord Bob, ach fog elastag a gyan. Gemeg sheet kinta horen goel falt is fair of koch so tiach her an ihan nolig mae for shaw. And brush the floor and clean the hearth and set the fire to keep. For they might visit us tonight when all the world's asleep. Don't blow the tall white candle out, but leave it burning bright, so that they know they're welcome here this holy Christmas night, so that they'll here this holy Christmas
night. Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan in Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine, a cafe menu of salad sandwiches and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hoover.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show with our great guest, Patty Holman.
The great Patty Holman.
Skinny, there's so much going on, but let's first get to, you know, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look at the window of Ken's or Wrong's or Hearts or in those great saloons, I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist. He says to me, "Hey, Hooley, who died?"
Hey, Hooley, I don't know if you knew Mrs. Cronin from St.
Yeah, Jimmy Cronin's mom, right?
Yeah, she passed away. She was,
God rest her soul.
She graduated from St. Xavier. She was a reporter and everything, a great lady. So
she wrote the article, the column in the Beverly Review for years.
Yeah. For like 40-some years. Yeah. But I just wanted to mention her real quickly. And, Holy, you go ahead next.
Skinny, Mark Hennigan, 97, from Termakady, where everybody in Chicago from Ireland is from, Termakady, County Mayo. He was the beloved husband of Eileen, the loving father of Mary Ellen, Mark, Evelyn, Michael, Teresa, Colm, Colleen, Seamus, Peter, and the late Pat and Sean. He was a busy man. I got to rest his soul. What a life. 97 years old. Mark Hennigan, say a prayer for him.
Yeah, Holy, I also want to mention Tom Layden from Christ the King on the south side.
Tom Layden?
Yeah. Lived on Longwood Drive.
How old was he?
73.
I know him. His kids went to Carmel with my kids.
They all went to Carmel.
Oh,
just
my
a
God.
Great guy.
He was a terrific guy. I didn't know he died.
November 21st, yeah. And,
Holy cow.
But anyways.
He had a son, Timmy.
Timmy Lane and his son, Tommy.
Oh, my God.
He was a, you know, he sold Allstate Insurance for years, and he put all his kids through school. Big White
Sox
fan.
He was so much
fan.
Fun on the sidelines and everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. God rest his soul. What a
guy. So he dressed up for the parades.
He
was a real Irishman.
Great sense of humor.
Yeah, and so anyways, Christ the King, Mount Carmel, great guy. So I just want to remember Tom Layden. What a really good guy.
Oh, I'm glad you got that, Skinny. Also, Luke Marin, age 91, from County Sligo. Beloved husband of the late Mary Eileen. And the loving father of Reverend Martin, Eileen, Sheila, Mary Beth, Patrick, the late James, Teresa, Sean, and Katie. I love these huge families. Luke, Marin, age 91. And Skinny, he was waked at
Sheehy's.
Sheehy's, where all the right people go. So God rest his soul, Luke Marin, 91.
Holy, my buddy Jay Doherty's father passed away.
Oh, geez.
91 years old. Really interesting guy. A guy that they said never had a bad word for anybody. He was the mayor of McHenry for 12 years.
Oh, okay.
It 10 children. We're talking about 2 boys and 8 girls. All Catholic education. And he's got a ton of grandchildren. I went up there for his wake. It was a gigantic wake.
Oh, did you really? I bet it was packed. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he served in the United States Army. He was a druggist. He ran a drugstore. And the kids lived all his wife and kids all lived upstairs. And he got to know everybody in town. He became the mayor of McHenry for like 12 years.
Oh.
And then, you know, this is going back into the 70s or whatever, but 21 grandchildren, just a terrific, terrific guy, and a terrific family. It was one of those families that went up there. They just all enjoy each other, all the grandkids and all the brothers.
Jay's a terrific guy.
Terrific guy. Yeah. So the mass was it was at St. Patrick's, and it was buried in St. Patrick's Cemetery up in McHenry. So, but I never knew all the time I knew him. I never knew that he was the mayor of McHenry for 12 years. So, interesting guy. So,
God rest his soul.
91 years old, say a prayer for Don Doherty.
God bless him. Skinny, we have a lot of plugs I want to get to. Yes, of course, Patty Holman is going to be at Gaelic Park on Friday, December 7th. But I wanted to remind everybody today over at McGaffer's, our friend Chubbs is doing his big event with all the guys who hang out at McGaffer's, and it's a great event. Bring a toy, an unwrapped toy for a boy or girl. It's called Christmas with a Cause. It's all day and into the evening. Last year they raised $50,000 for all these different charities.
Wow,
it's
that's great.
The Christmas spirit lives at McGaffer's today. So when you hear the show, it's not too late to get over there. Go over there and say hello, you know, drop some dough on them, and if you have time, get a gift for they'll wrap it. They'll make sure the right kids get it. But they help so many different organizations, St. Jude's and the Heinz Hospital and just a ton of them. And Chubbs is such a terrific guy, so I want to give a shout-out to them. Also, Kathy Cowan, our friend Kathy, is doing a big concert Sunday, December 9th for the Park Ridge Civic Orchestra at Maine East High School. Tickets call 847-692-7726. They're also going to have Kathleen Keene, the Mullane Godly Irish Dancers, and Martin Hughes. It'll be a great show, so check that out. And Kathy will be joining Gino Cooney and I on December 6th at Chief O'Neill's for our Christmas show. So get over there and check out Kathy's show. Also, December 1st, what the heck is going on December 1st? Some other show. I'll get to it. Anyway, there's so much going on because it's Christmas and it's time everybody goes out. Don't forget the
first annual
fundraiser is Sunday, December 16th. Mr. Patty Holman will be there. And we have a whole bunch of great performers.
Skinny Sheen will be there.
Larry Nugent's going to play.
I'm not performing.
No. Oh, thank God.
Thank God. We don't drive everybody away.
Oh, here's my list. We got Larry Nugent, Max Dunn, Patty Holman, Katie Grennan, Catherine O'Connell, Liam Durkin, the Murphy Roach Irish Music Club, Vince Mamoser, Pat Quinn, Teresa Shine, and Cliff Johnson, my son Patty's father-in-law, who's quite the entertainer himself. It's really going to be a great mix of people, so stop by. We'd love to have you.
And, Holy, if I would just say there, you know, I think for every one of the radios, you know, there's kind of something going on. There's such a vital component of community life, and yourself and Skinny there do a fabulous job here.
Oh, thank
week
you.
In, week out. It's snowing outside, but the Hooli is still here.
The Hooli Hooli.
We're still rocking.
The Hooli Hooli. And you know what? You know, it's very entertaining, and we need the Hooli, and I wouldn't say his likes. We need the Hooli here. So we have to turn up and support him. So
that's right.
Thank you. Also, I want to give a plug to Jimmy Keene and Pat Broder's show. Well, that was last night. I went to the hit. Whoa. Also, Friday, December 7th, Christmas O'Carillon at Chief O'Neill's, featuring Katie Grennan, Marta Cook, John Williams, and other artists, and just dedicated to the great.
That'd be fabulous, too.
But that night, I will be with Patty Holman at Gaelic Park. So just so much going on. You can't,
a lot of Christmas shows, a lot of great Irish entertainment.
You can't have a bad Christmas in the Irish-American community of Chicagoland.
Hey, Huli, I'm going to give a little commercial for Special Olympics.
Absolutely.
You know, each year there's 30,000 people that get turned away by the Chicago Marathon.
Turned away?
They try to sign up and they can't get in because they can only take 45,000. But Special Olympics has entries. And the
special deal.
Special right. deal, yeah. The marathon is October 13th. If you want to go to sochicago.org, you can apply now. You get a guaranteed entry. You got to raise some money for us. It's about $1,200. But the people that run marathons know that. But there's so many people that get turned away. The Chicago Marathon is one of the elite marathons in the world. And finally, Huli, I know you've been there a number of times. We are going to have the Polar Plunge on March 3rd at North Avenue Beach.
We always have it.
10 a.m. March 3rd, 10 a.m. at North Avenue Beach. We'll have some surprise guests there, and it's the big fundraiser for Special.
I know you had Lady Gaga a couple years ago.
Yeah, we had Lady Gaga a few times.
Jimmy Fallon
and Vince Vaughn. And we always have all the guys from Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and Chicago Hope or whatever. What is the third
Chicago
one?
Hope.
Yeah.
It's a TV show.
Okay, he's laughing over there. I can't remember all the shows.
There's so many.
Yeah,
there are. I mean, it's like the guy Wolf has a monopoly on Chicago.
Yes. Chicago Med.
Chicago Med's another one.
Yeah.
What a funny story. There's a
He has all those shows.
Dick Wolf.
Yeah.
Dick Wolf also had a show. He had NYPD. But he has a show called Special Victims Unit. And Mariska Hargitay is one of the stars of that show. And for some reason, I find it amusing that she is Jane Mansfield's daughter. So every time...
Is she really?
Yes, we're clicking the TV. And my wife loves the show. I go, hey, you know who's on the show? She goes, stop it. I go, it's Jane Mansfield's daughter. I don't know why. I just love pulling her chain.
You tell her, don't lose your head over anything.
Oh, you went there. Thank you. Thank you, Billy. All right, we got to take a break. We're having a great time with Patty Holman here on the Skinny and Huli Show. Stick around. There's more fun. So hang in there. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower.
IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated office suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did. This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
And we're back. Oh, boy, you can't miss being in the Christmas spirit this week. And hey, we got four more weeks until Christmas. That's the beauty of it.
This is our 10th Christmas together, Hooley.
This is indeed.
We've lasted a lot longer than a lot of marriages.
That's right. I don't even think Jane Mansfield's marriage went this long.
You have to ask Mickey Haggerty.
Yeah.
So what's the secret? What's the secret?
Here's the secret. Skinny.
We hold hands.
He
under
goes
the
to
table.
Florida 2 months every winter. That's the secret. Oh, my God.
We never go to bed angry. I go to Florida for 2 months when I come back.
The secret is we get to drink during the show.
And I'm under heavy psychiatric care while I'm down there.
Oh, boy.
When I come back, I get my engine revved up, and here we go again. Then it's St. Patrick's Day.
Then it starts all over again. Yeah, that's right. When you come back, it's St. Patrick's Day. It's like rolling down a hill. But we're having a blast here tonight, I can tell you, because we got Patty Holman, and he has a show.
Wait, one other thing I do want to say about our 10 years.
Yeah.
The one thing that Hooley and I do not, we don't take ourselves too seriously.
I hope not.
You know, he jabs me, I jab him. It's all in fun, but it's been a lot of laughs. A lot of laughs.
You know,
if you can't have a laugh in life, you know. I mean,
yeah, you're in pretty bad.
A lot of people cannot laugh at themselves.
I was going through the list of all the guests we've had over the 10 years. Because I'm obviously going to hit them all up for the fundraiser. But thank you. But it's amazing. Some people, like Mr. Patty Holman, have been on several times. Katie Grennan has been on a million times. But, you know, and some of them, I went, who is that? I don't remember them. But what a legacy. You know, I'm proud of it. That's 520 shows, you know?
Right.
That's a lot of people have come through the Skinny and Hooley portals. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud of that, and proud of it because we've tried to focus on people who are doing something positive, something good in the hood.
And we don't beat people up. We really don't. Except once in a while, and who cares? Yeah, people will be thrown under the bus. Not bad, though. It's all fun.
I remember Joe Ahearn. Speaking of Joe Ahearn, how about, once again, Joe in the spotlight with that police officer, Sammy Jimenez, who was killed. There was Joe Ahearn right in the thing. But I'll never forget when Rauner had gone to Commander Bauer's funeral, and I just went off. Rauner and Joe Ahearn's looking at me like, what?
Holy cow.
I won't say what I said, but we've been through, you know, ups and downs, and it has been terrific.
Yeah.
If you want to join us, come to the Hilton Sunday, December 16th, for the first annual Hibernian Hooligan Ball. You can read all about it in the Irish American News in December.
It's going to be very similar to the first Ward Ball that
It will
Hanky
be.
Dink and,
yeah, Hanky Dink McKenny and Bathhouse.
John.
Yeah.
Bathhouse John Coughlin used to do.
Yeah.
The turn of the century.
And you know what? While we're in, let's give a shout out to our pal Ronnie Marasso, the doctor, the mayor of Bridgeport. He's here all the time. You know, if you ever come by for a show, folks, you're going to get to meet the doctor.
And we want to say congratulations to our buddy Phil Jordan, who went back to work.
Oh, I heard that skin. Yeah.
So that is terrific. And Philly, hang in there. You're the best.
God bless you, Philly. And your mom. His mom listens to the show every week.
Phil's mother, yes.
So, Patty, should we play another tune from Patty's CD?
Yes.
Get Patty's CD. But how would they get it? Online?
Well, you know what? It'll be available at each of the shows. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing.
Sure.
It'll be
available. You'll probably sign it if somebody wants you to sign it.
Absolutely.
You'll sign it. Yeah.
It'll be available through my website. We're just setting up a dedicated website for this group, thenoblecall.com.
Yeah.
But if you do Google that, it'll come to my website, and people will be able to order it through there.
Right.
I will have some available probably by the second week of December at the other Irish shops as well.
That's
but
great.
Really at the shows next week. And, you know, I got to tell you, to play with these guys. It's a team effort, and, you know, it's
But they
it's,
are. All, they are
fabulous.
In their
yeah.
own right,
yeah.
each yeah. one of them is a virtuoso
yes.
Irish
yeah.
musician.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no question
right.
about
yeah.
it. Yeah.
So I think we're going to do the Wexford Carol, is it? The Wex?
Yes.
Yeah, and this is
that
a, you know, this is a version that I put together myself, actually, because Patrick Kavanagh had a great poem called A Christmas Childhood.
Right.
And I remember when I was, when I was in the seminary at Minute College in Ireland, I was in the seminary choir there, and we always sang the Wexford Carol, plain chant choir, singing this. Just brings back haunting memories to me. So we blended the two
the
together.
The opening is terrific too, though.
We blended the two together, Christmas Childhood with Wexford Carol and the lads in between. My favorite is Larry Nugent on the flute here, just to hear him.
He's incredible.
He's just amazing.
The
so there we go.
All right, the Wexford Carol, Patty Holman and the Noble Call.
My father played the melodeon outside at our gate. There were stars in the morning east, and they danced to his music. Across the wild bogs, his melodeon called to Lennons and Callans. As I pulled on my trousers in a hurry, I knew some strange thing had happened. Outside in the cowhouse, my mother made the music of milking. The light of her stable lamp was a star, and the frost of Bethlehem made it twinkle. A water hen screeched in the bog. Mass-going feet crunched the wafer ice on the potholes. Somebody wistfully twisted the bellows wheel. My child poet picked out the letters on the grey stone. In silver, the wonder of a Christmas townland. the winkling glitter of a frosty dawn. Good people, all this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending His beloved Son. With Mary holy we should pray to God with love this Christmas day. In Bethlehem upon the moor there was a blessed Messiah born. Cassiopeia was over Cassidy's hanging hill. I looked, and three whin bushes roared across the horizon. Woohoo! The three wise kings. An old man passing said, "Can't he make it talk?" The melodeon. I hid in the doorway and tightened the belt of my box-pleated coat. I nicked six nicks on the doorpost with my penknife's big blade. There was a little one for cutting tobacco. And I was six Christmases of age. My father played the melodeon. My mother milked the cows. And I had a prayer like a white rose pinned on the Virgin Mary's blouse. With thankful heart and joyful mind, the shepherds went the babe to find. And as God's angels had foretold, they did our Savior Christ behold. Within a manger He was laid, and by His side the Virgin Maid. Attending to the Lord of life, who came on earth to end all strife. My father played the melodeon outside at our gate. There were stars in the morning east, and they danced to His music.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, "Your rubbish is our bread and butter." So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
And we're back, Hooley.
Back into terrific. The home stretch on the Skinny and Hooley Show. We got Patty Holman here.
Patty, that song was terrific.
It was. I love that.
The narration. Yeah. Great combination.
See Patty Friday night, December 7th at Gaelic Park, or Sunday, December 9th at the Heritage Center.
Yeah.
You'll be glad you did. I'm looking forward. I'll be there Friday night. So many good things coming up. December 9th, I'm going to be over at Santa Claus is going to be at Riley's Daughter, and I'll be selling the last few copies of my book, Nothing's on the Square. So drop by and see me there, too. So, Patty, now it also plays in Rockford.
We're going to the Irish Fellowship, too.
We'll be at the Irish Fellowship Christmas Luncheon on December 7th.
I'll be right. at that, actually. I'll be doing good. The anthems at that, the American one. Yeah.
We'll be
yeah.
sitting there with Bob Flood. And Boz and Brendan O'Brien. And
there's just a lot of stuff coming
and
up.
And then we're right. heading over to the Blue Cross, Blue Shield Labor Christmas party after that.
Oh.
It's amazing.
It's an amazing.
It's a whirlwind of Christmas stuff. But
from here to Christmas is kind of like the March. Yeah. Almost.
It is. It's a lot like St. Patrick's Day.
It's very much so.
Only better. Because it's about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here, that's mine. Thank you. All right, so don't forget, go see Patty over at Gaelic Park. I'll be there. I'd be happy to talk to you afterwards. Buy me a drink. That'd be fine.
I just want to give a shout out to all the volunteers, really, at Gaelic Park and the Irish Heritage Center. You know, week in, week out, and just, you know, the staff there and all is just first-class people there.
They do a terrific job year-round.
Just, like, first-class. First-class, right. And we're lucky to have them.
So we wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. Hey, well, we'll be back next week, me and Skinny.
Yeah, we really got in the mood here today, though,
we
Christmas.
We did, and now we got to keep it going. That's the thing. That's, you know, come on by and see us next week. We don't even know who our guest is going to be. But we were very happy to have the old Patty Holman with us.
It's always an honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you, pal.
All the best to everyone out there.
Get that CD, gang, because you will dig it. You can play it all, you know, we get the CD, and you can play it all day Christmas and just listen to that, and you'll be in the Christmas mood. So we will
see you later.
Bye.
The Skinny and Hooley Show is recorded in front of a live audience.